Good afternoon, honorable members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. For the record, my name is Deb Reynolds, and as the chair and some of you know, I had the honor and privilege of serving in the New Hampshire State Senate for Senate District 2 from 2006 through 2010. And during my tenure in the Senate, I served on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And during the last legislative session, I served as chair. I want to thank you, Mr. Chair, and the other members of the committee for your service on the committee and for your service to our state. Today, I'm here as a private citizen, as a real estate attorney, and as someone who's been a longtime member of the New Hampshire Bar Association. My testimony today is intended to address the merits of the legislation and why I think it is important that the committee vote ought to pass today. I want to note to the committee that there are many eloquent and far more articulate speakers here today who support the bill. And one of them is Jim Danis, who has some superlative testimony and remarks. And with all of your busy schedule and the voluminous amount of information you have to read, please read those remarks. They're very, very compelling about the legislation. As the committee is aware, the statute that exists, RSA 371:1, incorporates New Hampshire law relative to the taking of real property for public utility purposes. Axiomatic to that is the underlying policy incorporated in our Constitution and in other statutes of the public necessity of the taking. In other words, eminent domain as an extraordinary exercise of the state's police power should only be utilized to effectuate the public interest. New Hampshire confirmed its unwavering rejection of the Kelo decision by amending the state constitution in the passage of Article 12A. Private developers and businesses should not be able to exercise this extraordinary power by taking private property to generate profits for a few investors and shareholders. The policy issue in this legislation is that New Hampshire's refusal to allow any expansion of eminent domain for such projects as participant-funded transmission lines that are initiated for private business profits and have nothing to do with overall system reliability. This is the crux of the issue. That was never intended by the legislature or the people of New Hampshire in the passage of Article 12A. New Hampshire has, in case law, a long tradition of supporting the public intent of eminent domain. And I have brought for the committee today an excerpt from a real estate treatise as well as some case law in New Hampshire, including Leary versus City of Manchester, in which the Supreme Court of our state said that the general definition is of a public use only can be considered such where the government is supplying its own needs or is furnishing facilities for its citizens. The court went on to say that the public use is a purpose of a public or governmental nature. I've also brought for you copies of some other Supreme Court decisions that I'd ask the court and ask the committee to look at today. So what does this legislation do and why is it necessary? It's necessary because it expounds upon and clarifies existing New Hampshire law regarding the scope of eminent domain proceedings relative to public utilities. It is necessary because we need to make the law clear and unambiguous regarding the scope of new models used by some utilities that blur the lines between what is a public and a private benefit. We submit that the only justification for any ability of a utility to seize private property is for what is a clear, defined public use related to system reliability. Not for a return on investment, not to line the pockets of out-of-state shareholders, and not at the public's cost and expense and certainly not for corporate greed. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, Senator Reynolds. Are there questions? Senator Gruen, question for you.
Thank you, Senator Reynolds, for testifying. In this, I completely agree with you about using eminent domain for private profit, and I believe that that's clearly forbidden by our Constitution and should be. At what point does this become a public good, and could this enter in, or would this enter in as a potential utility project? And just clarifying that, I guess, if this were clearly a utility project, then would that change your opinion on it as an attorney?
Thank you very much for the question, Senator. I think the answer is that we have evolving in utilities throughout the country different models that go beyond the scope of what we know as what is a public utility. We think of a public utility as the utilities that New Hampshire residents were familiar with for many years, like New England Telephone and Telegraph, and the need to get water lines and sewer lines to parts of our state that need it. So I think it goes to the definition of what a public utility is. We would argue that these are not public utilities in their heart. They're really a hybrid that is masking as a public utility. So I hope that answers the question.
It does. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.